Hey, how unique is the front that Miami has with guys like Sue and guys like Wake?
Yeah, obviously, you name those two guys right off the bat. That catches your name, especially as an offense. Cameron Wake has 4 sacks last week. Obviously, that catches your eye. I think Ndamukong Suh is a great, obviously, interior player. So, I mean, that was a big deal for them in the offseason. Obviously, we knew coming to this game that, he's a big part of, what they're doing over there.
Bill said everybody's trying to get better and working on everything. But are there things that you're still working on and trying to tweak about your game?
Yeah, I think everyone's always trying to get better. I mean, you're never good enough. So, and really it varies week to week. Like, we're going against this defense this week. It's a little bit different than Jacksonville. So you try to work on certain things going against them. So I think, everyone's always trying to get better. You want to come out and play the perfect game. You're never going to, but you have to, set your sights there and work towards it.
Right, you're going to start back-to-back games. Do you feel? Does this give you just a little bit of rhythm now? Does this feel a little less everything's upside down and backwards like a week ago?
Oh, not at all. I think I've always told you guys, I always prepare. I'm going to be playing. The only difference is I get the practice reps and know you're going to be out there on Sunday and when the first series goes. So, I've done it before. It's nothing new to me. Yeah, for sure. I think, obviously that group as a whole, whether, who's playing right guard, who's playing tackle, who's shifting to where, they're a pretty cohesive unit. They've done a good job of adapting and playing together. So for me, that's never a question in my mind that I have to worry about.
When you have a receiver like DeAndre who's been as hot as he's been, is it hard to just not zero target on him?
Not necessarily. I think a lot of the times the defense determines, where you're going to go to the ball. With the ball, and I look back at the film. There's not a lot of balls that I feel like I'm trying to force to him. Sometimes you get in that mode where you have a great receiver and you're trying to give him the ball all the time. I think we try to bring it about organically and naturally. So like I said, a lot of times the defense determines where you're going to go with the ball. For instance, on the touchdown to Arian, they had 2 guys over hop. So. Obviously you're not going to throw the ball there and it opens up other guys. So that's the other thing about having a great receiver is eventually when people start paying attention to him, it opens up things for other guys too.
The drive where you closed it off, that 99-yard drive, and you scored the touchdown, did that, to you, in your mind, kind of set the tone for what the rest of the day could be like offensively, just to have that rhythm early enough in the game?
Yeah, it was a long drive. There was penalties by both sides. I think it was 19 plays or something like that. So I think when you go down there and you're capable of doing that it's just about going out and executing and doing your job and, taking what the defense gives you and going out there and executing on every play. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. So you kind of just stay in that mode and be ready to go and just keep trying to convert the third downs and get big chunks. And, so it was kind of a unique drive where, like I said, we had a penalty, they had a penalty. We had a big play, we had a negative play, we overcame it. So when you're capable of doing that, I think you feel pretty comfortable the rest of the game.
Lots been made about total targets for Hopkins. Do you kind of have to self-scout so that you don't, when you're watching tape, you don't get too locked in on one guy and defenses can't kind of read you in that way?
But kind of what I was saying before, a lot of times the defense determines where the ball is going to go. It's just up to me to get it to the right place. And talking about self-scout, when you sit back and you watch the tape, there's not a lot of balls where I think I shouldn't have tried to throw it to him there. I mean, for the most part, I feel like he's doing a good job of getting open and, really not trying to force him the ball. And like I said, the other thing is, too, when they do try to cover him with more than one guy, he opens up, a bunch of other people in the route. Yeah, it's usually later. The one that he pinned on his head, I didn't see until they were reviewing it, and I'm watching it on the scoreboard. And even then, you're in the heat of the moment of the game. You're like, okay, wow, that was pretty good. And then we were sitting there watching it the other day, reviewing it, and Arian just starts clapping. He's like, you're going to pretend like that wasn't just, like, the most amazing catch you've seen? It really is. When you think about it, kind of going back to the Super Bowl David Tyree catch, to be able to control that and not let it bobble at all and take it to the ground was pretty amazing. Offense, yeah.
as you get to this point in the season, over the, you know, the weeks to get here, have you and your receivers and your backs, do you feel pretty comfortable that you guys all know what you're doing? You're all on the same page. You're kind of seeing the same things.
Yeah, I think it's always a work in progress because the way this offense is, we may run a play last week and we may not run it again until we play Jacksonville in the last week of the season. So you never know what play is going to get called and how you see it. And depending on, you know, I just look at football in general. There's so many variables that are involved. You know, what's the play that's called? What is the defense that's called? How does the guy play it? I mean, you know, so it's constant. It's constant conversation, watching film together, talking it over to make sure you're on the same page.
Is a lot of that stuff also happening in-game on the sidelines, you and George and the receivers and everybody?
Yeah, there's part of it, but I think a lot of it is in the week, you know, the preparation. You can watch on film. You can see how defense plays. And then when you get out there, you kind of just confirm it or say, no, I think he's going to try to do this to me today. So you just got to, you know, go along as the game goes along.